Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. This is our afternoon wrap-up. Complete details coming up right after this on K101.
Did you know a dairy farmer's day starts before dawn? Dairy farmers work long hours each day to produce wholesome and delicious dairy foods like milk, cheese, and yogurt. They are committed to their land, their cows, and are passionate about farming. After all, it's their way of life. For more information about dairy farming and dairy foods, visit DairyMax.org. Brought to you by the local farm families of Dairy Max.
It's go time. So when we say DuPont Pioneer is with you from the word go, that means now. Just ask your local team.
We can help you save with our locked rate discount.
We're ready to go. And don't forget, if you locked in last fall, you get the same discount this spring.
Your local Pioneer team is there for you when it's crunch time.
So let's get going.
And let's get saving.
Talk to your local Pioneer sales professional about the advantages of using the locked rate discount. Pioneer. With you from the word go.
Well, cattle contracts continue to show solid gains late in today's session, though most have pulled back slightly from earlier highs. June live were up about $1.50, while the May feeders were showing a rally of about 90 cents. The hogs haven't changed much since earlier in the day, with contracts still showing gains of about 50 to 60 cents. Outside markets remain mixed, with energies mostly higher and gains mostly lower. Elsewhere, the U.S. dollar index still down about 25 cents, while the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 72 points. Now, the cash cattle trade at midday, earlier today anyway, is lightly tested with just a few live transactions in Kansas at 133. That's steady with last week. Packer inquiry in general seems to be decent, suggesting that several packers are quite short-bought and in need of slaughter steers and heifers over the next several days. Asking prices around $1.35 to $1.36 in the south, about $2.18 plus in the north. The Iowa-Minnesota Daily Direct Morning Hog Report had no prices reported due to a confidentiality situation. Now, the grains have grown quiet over the latter stages of the day, with corn contracts near unchanged and soybeans holding a 3-cent gain. Winter wheat contracts continue to show double-digit losses, led by July Kansas City's drop of about 12 cents. Outside markets are mostly higher with a solid $1.80 rally seen in crude oil. Gold, on the other hand, has eased back to a loss of about $6. The U.S. dollar index continues to hold at about 21 points lower, while the Dow Jones is showing a gain of around 70 points. Now, the U.S. stock market indices are higher, with the Dow Jones futures up 75 points. The interest rate products are higher. The dollar index is narrowly mixed. Energies were firmer, with crude oil up 160. Livestock trade is higher, and the precious metals were mixed, with gold up about $6 once again. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.